Thank you, Madam Chair. Egypt welcomes the efforts of the distinguished CEDAW to address this critical theme of equal and inclusive representation of women in decision-making systems in the new General Recommendation 40, which can serve as a guidance for states parties to outlining the legislative policy programmatic measures required to fulfill their obligation toward ensuring that women are not only presented but empowered within the decision-making framework. In this context, Egypt has made remarkable strides in promoting the representation of women in political and public life. We firmly believe that women's participation is not just a fundamental right, it is a cornerstone for sustainable development. Under a strong political will of our president, Egypt has committed to the political empowerment of women and has ensured that their representation spans all sectors without discrimination. Our constitutional rights have been translated to tangible laws, strategies, and executive programs. We have established a constitutional quota that guarantees that 25% representation of women in parliament, 25% in local council, alongside significant representation in the boards of directors of financial institutions and the banking sector. Moreover, we are breaking the glass ceiling in an unprecedented way. We now witness women hold positions such as advisor to the President of the Republic for National Security, Governor, President of the Economic Court, and Deputy Governor of the Central Bank. For the first time, women judges have been appointed as prosecutors in the State Council and the public prosecutions. Marking as a significant milestone after 72 years of persistent advocacy. Ministry of Foreign Affairs also reached equal representation of women among the newly jointly diplomatic attaché. Women also make up around 30% of the Egyptian diplomatic corps. Speaking on the Women, Peace, and Security agenda, Egypt will launch its first action plan on women, peace, and security for the period of 2024-2028 in the coming few months, which aims